How amazing is it that we are exactly where we are meant to be in this very moment? Each and every one of us. It's a beautiful thing. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beyond Coincidence. My name is Taylor. I will be your guide throughout this journey. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris. Grateful to have this opportunity to come together so we can amplify our collective message of global healing through love, gratitude, but most importantly, acceptance without exception. Now, today is a very special day for us here at Beyond Coincidence in our virtual studio. We are really beyond blessed and grateful to be joined by Ali B. Levy, a spiritual healer within her own right, truly a creative artist across so many areas and facets, a yoga teacher, woodworker, Reiki healer, and now you can add to the list, Amazon best-selling author. So congratulations on your new book, Wild Journey to the Light. I know that this has really been a project, a long time coming, truly your life's work. I know last month was extremely busy for you, but again, congratulations on publishing your first book, Wild Journey to the Light. How amazing. Let me ask you, Ali, how are you feeling today?
I feel very grateful to be here and be able to share my story with you guys. And I'm just excited for what's next. I can feel all this kind of crazy energy that's like starting to brew from this. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's a little overwhelming at times.
Yes.
But I'm just like taking it as it comes and learning the lesson of slowing down. But I'm really happy to be here.
Yes, that's amazing. And again, you're not alone with the crazy emotions that get worked up, especially where we find ourselves now here in 2020 with the more macro global situation and circumstances that we all find ourselves facing today. It certainly impacts on a micro level our personal situations and our personal projects and passions. So I love how in tune you are with energy. I love how aware you are with really regulating your own emotions, not getting too high, not getting too low. I know from really our early conversations earlier this month that you're really even keel, very aware, very in tune, and I respect that about you. So starting off, so I can ease my nerves, I would like to really open us up with a nice little breathing exercise that I do. We talk about it all the time here at Beyond Coincidence, the ABCs, Align, Balance, Center. There's no perfect ritual. It's not about sitting around in a circle, kumbaya, this and that, but if you can really implement some small best practices we call baby steps, it'll really help improve quality of life. And if nothing else, provide at least a greater sense of peace in one's life. So that being said, what I like to do is inhale through your nose for 6 seconds, hold it in your lungs, feel really the blood rush throughout your veins, your mind essentially activate, right? And then exhale out your mouth. And as we do this, two really simple, you know, mudras, if you will, hand motions of upside down, open-faced peace sign, right? So it's a very intentional open-faced peace sign. And we like to receive that positive energy. So I'm going to do it. You guys can follow me or just watch me. But, you know, I'm going to inhale through my nose. I'm going to hold it in at the top, be conscious of the breath, and then flip it to wolf, upside down wolf. And 3 times to inhale, exhale. 6 seconds holding in, positive energy through your nose, open your mouth, exhale that hot, negative, stale air out. Last time. So thank you for doing that with me. I hope that helps, again, at least one listener out there today. And if that one person is myself, that one person is you, Ali, if that one person is Chris, so be it. And again, just grateful for you to not only be joining us today, but really sharing this space and remaining present in each and every passing moment. So again, thank you, Allie, for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the state of the union in your world today. Give us a quick rundown, whether you want to open up about your book that you recently launched, which that's amazing. Congratulations there. Or if you want to talk about a little small talk on, I know today you mentioned the universe has really put things into perspective and almost forced all of us to slow down, go inside when forced inside. And tell us a little bit about how your Monday is starting off, how your week is flowing.
So I am working on the Audible version of Wild Journey to the Light right now, and have been extensively over the past month. I was working on it 2 weeks before the book launch actually happened, and I was trying to have it launched at the same time, and soon realized the Audible version was a lot more work than what I had originally planned. There's a lot of editing and retakes, and when I was speaking my story, it's one thing to write about your pain and your trauma, but it's another thing to speak it out loud. And my producer is so great because he could tell whenever I was like, my throat would close up, or he's like, grab a crystal and then say it. Or just, you know, take a sip of water, just take a moment. Yeah, my little wand. But yeah, so it was kind of an interesting healing experience for me to go through, because I thought I had been healed and then I had to say it. And then I was like, wow, I still have residual trauma from what has happened to me, and being okay with the world knowing my deep, dark secrets and speaking it out loud with conviction in my heart that I am okay now. And I, the thing is like, it's okay to not always be okay. And so like being in that compassionate state while I'm being so raw and vulnerable is also very important as I'm taking the stance of being that strong person that's going out there and doing things that nobody dares to do. And I knew that this was coming. And so it's just like a process of like riding the waves of emotion and like being okay with not always being okay. That has been a journey in itself, just doing the Audible part of it all. But you know, when we're in that state of like, I've got to do something with this energy, like I was this morning, I went for a run with my producer and did a giant sprint with my wolf and him. We were like kind of racing in the street, and all of a sudden my wolf ran in front of me and I like tried to stop myself from falling over him and face planting. And I ended up locking out my knee and it popped, and then my ankle was painful. And of course, when you do something to the knee, it affects the ankle and the hip. And so I like literally was floored. I have found myself all day today, like on the ground, like literally floored. It's like, okay, that's what I need to do to ground myself right now. I need to slow down. I need to be on the ground.
And you said your wolf tripped you.
Yeah, do you want to see him?
Sure.
I'll turn it around so you can see him. He goes with me everywhere. And he was in the room the whole time I was doing my recording. He was right there next to my side as I was writing my book, just as he is in my cover photo. That's me sitting at my actual desk in my bedroom and him doing what he does best.
So I'm holding your book, Wild Journey to the Light, right now. And I'm looking at the photo and I see that you're bearing all. You know, you're nude and you're sitting there with your pup in your room. And it's eye-catching for sure. You know, talk a little bit about the parallels of your emotional vulnerability to your audience, but also a little bit about that book cover and the origin or the thought that came into play when you were like, I think I'm going to put myself and my pup on the front of my book.
So the cover photo was very, very clear in my mind. Just like the fact that I'm the one that's supposed to do this book, and I'm supposed to be the one that charges through and allows people to become okay with their pain by speaking about it and becoming vulnerable. The image that I had in my mind with me being without clothes with my dog right there next to me, it is a symbol of how I feel right now. I feel like I'm walking around just like there's no point in having clothes on right now. Like everybody knows everything about me. Like I have nothing hidden. So it was a very artistic thought process behind why I chose to do that. And of course, Instagram wouldn't let me promote my book cover because of my butt. So I had to like.
Oh, but I didn't see a butt in it.
No, it's just like the butt crack with a little at the top of it. I'm sitting, so you know.
Yeah, I mean that's not full. But
well, I do. I use a lot of sexuality in the book to send my messages. I use sexuality in my book to keep the reader's interest and to get that peak going. And I also use sexuality to allow for that open space for people to be reading and they feel, you know, just as raw and vulnerable as I am. And then I, you know, spin in a little bit of words of wisdom that I gained from that. And hopefully it'll resonate a little bit more with people who normally wouldn't, you know, read a book.
Who's the book for? I mean, I'm going to read it. I'll be honest with you. I've already read the first two chapters.
Those are heavy.
They are very heavy, but yet at the same time, I'm like, next stage, what's going to happen now?
I've heard that I launched it on the 8th and I have had like 7 or 8 people already be like, I finished the book this weekend.
Whoa. That's got to feel so good.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it about the feeling of feeling naked? Is there any, not fulfillment, but is there any like freedom and just let it
freeing the
go.
Booty?
No, not the booty. Not freeing the booty. I'm talking about freeing just like your truth.
It's very freeing. It's very freeing in a lot of different ways because it's like, okay, you can either judge me and that's fine. And I've come to terms with this. There's going to be a group of people that do that. And then there's also going to be those people that see me for who I am and still love me. You know, there's a lot of things in this book that, you know, my yoga students don't know about me or my family or cousins or neighbors don't know about me. And, you know, they know me for who I am now. And so for them to see the path and what I've been through and to see that you can come out of all of that and still be this shining light that's making a difference in this world, like no pain should ever stop you. If anything, your pain should be molded into your power to be that driving force and that fire, that fuel in your belly that makes that change for yourself. You have to have the pain. It's inevitable. That's what growth stems from. You have to have those experiences so you can continue to grow and evolve and continue on that next step in your journey. If you were just to stay minute and, you know, safe your whole life, like you wouldn't be going anywhere. And for me, that's just not an option. I'm just like on this mission to just keep going and keep growing and keep inspiring and watching all these others, you know, find the same strength within themselves as well.
That's a beautiful thing to really get to that place in your life. And we like to say there is no finish line. So this is truly just the beginning. And once you can accept that surrender, we like to say acceptance is peace. That's our motto here at Beyond Coincidence. Love is free. Acceptance is peace. And I love how vulnerable you get, you know, in your book. You really do pull the curtain back. You give everyone a sneak peek. You give everyone the raw footage of your life. And it takes obviously a certain level of humility, but also courage to step out of your comfort zone, to take that risk, when in all actuality, you look back and you realize it's not a risk at all, to truly give and flow from your heart and soul. And if you can help one person a day, that's a job well done. So you are such an inspiration for us here at Beyond Coincidence. And we admire really everything about you and specifically you taking that leap of faith, stepping out of your comfort zone and really, you know, publishing your book this past week. So that's super exciting. Again, we're super proud of you and congratulations with that huge accomplishment. I know, again, this is simply the beginning. You mentioned being grounded, right? And again, here in 2020, there's what I call the chaos wildfire running rampant out there. How do you, on a daily basis, get back to center, right? Our emotions get all caught up and, you know, again, the panic and chaos wildfire is widespread. So how do you remove yourself from the external chaos and find inner peace on a daily basis?
Well, I do a few things. First, I do this thing, it's a water meditation. because right, we all have to take a shower at some point. And so I always do it in my shower, and now it's just kind of become a ritual. But every time I'm in the shower, I kind of use it as my clean slate. So I ask the water to bless me and to also rinse off any negative energy, any energy that's not mine. Just allow myself to be cleaned and refreshed from the inside and out. And I do it whenever I'm like rubbing my soap on my body. So I can literally like look down and see like the change of the color in the water, because it's kind of, you know, a little bit brown whenever you're sweaty or whatever. And that helps a lot preparing for my day, or after I have a hard conversation, or after I do a healing session, I use water, either that or washing my arms up past my elbows with cold water. I use grounding or earthing, which I basically go outside and squiggle my feet into the earth, either grass or dirt. And then I also kind of squat down and put my hands in as well, because your hands and your feet are the entry and the exit of energy, allowing the energy to kind of flow out intentionally through the hands and the feet. Technically, you intake in the hands and you exit out the feet. But by doing both, you're kind of circling the earth's energy into you and exiting out other people's energy out the feet, if that makes sense. And then also, movement is medicine. So as a yoga teacher, of course, I'm going to always say that movement is one of the best things to move out any kind of energy that you're working through, or just being stagnant and still over time. We can just like get tense and stress, and then our body begins to ache and our fascia begins to tighten up. And so just allowing any kind of fluidity, whether it be going for a walk in the morning, or whether it be just, you know, morning stretches while you're still in bed, just taking a moment for yourself is good, especially before you begin the day. I don't watch the news as well. I do my best to keep my inner peace from within and my knowledge from with what I'm feeling rather than from outside sources. So I just try to stay out of it as much as possible, unless it's like I'm drawn to a certain podcast or a certain person that has an enlightening conversation. I feel like the facts are a lot more truthful.
I love everything you just said as it relates to tangible best practices and little baby steps that we can take, that our listeners and audience can implement in their life to improve quality of life. And if nothing else, at least provide a greater peace of mind as we go throughout the day, really remaining present each and every moment, whether it be grounding. I personally have my own shower ritual, if you will. I do hot and cold rotation, predominantly cold showers, as in freezing cold showers, and always finish with cold. And it's a beautiful thing to really activate, you can say, your chakras, or at least, you know, get your mind and blood flowing. That's a beautiful thing. You mentioned guarding your intake of content, right? Not watching the news, being very selective with what influences you. And it sounds really elementary. We've been told this our entire lives. Our parents were right, though. You are who you hang out with. You are what you consume. From the food that we eat that nourishes our body, to the shows that we stream, to the music that we listen to the podcasts that we follow, right? So it is very important to be conscious of it. I like to say less is more. And this day and age, with 8 billion separate realities all transpiring more interconnected than ever before, right? There is no absolute truth, as you alluded to. Personal, internal truth will trump external surrounding facts any day. My truth will trump your facts any day. So that being said, it's important to really observe the observer without getting too consumed and without expending energy, good, bad, or indifferent, on any type of external influence. So I love that. I love that you are so conscious and so aware, and that you do guard your intake. This day and age, with the oversaturation, IG, instant gratification, overstimulated society that we find ourselves in today, it is truly greater to create than consume. And that's where we do admire you so much here at Beyond Coincidence for leaning into that concept and not only speaking your truth, but writing your truth and sharing your personal story, trials and tribulations and overcoming adversity and obstacles, it is really so inspiring and so motivating, at least for me personally. So again, we admire you here at Beyond Coincidence. Chris has really rolled up his sleeves. He has been diving headfirst into your book. And I love really what he's told me, at least, and what you've shared with me offline, Allie, is the anticipation that you build. You are truly a wordsmith. You know, I'm a writer as well. And I really love, respect, and admire your God-given talent to express yourself not only in verbal spoken word, but also you are so well written. And I don't think you give yourself enough credit for that. You really do build that anticipation from page to page, paragraph to paragraph, even sentence to sentence. So Chris, dive in. Tell us a little bit about what you've been reading, Chris, where you are, what caught your eye, you know, maybe some of the chapter titles that jump off the page. And Allie, my last statement is, I love how aware you are and in tune with communication. Again, not only verbal communication, written communication, your written word, your book, but also catching eyes, right, with your title, catching ears with your beautiful voice. It's really vitally important if you have an inspiring spiritual story to share with pure passion, with healthy intention to truly help the greater good collectively, it is vitally important that you do stimulate all five senses and you do catch an eye when we're scrolling obsessively, vertically, horizontally, the overstimulated, oversaturated IG instant gratification society. It is vitally important to catch eyes, to catch ears, and to connect, get relatable, get vulnerable with the audience and cast a wide net. So I love everything you're doing. I think every step you've taken has been beautifully thought out and mastered into your space.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, you know, you were telling me, well, the first part's heavy and of your book. And I think, yeah, some could say that. And it was a tremendous challenge. And I'm sure the challenge still exists in some sense today, but you found an outlet. You found an outlet. I think your mom helped you. And I think it was art. I think it was painting. Talk a little bit about what painting did early on for you and how so many of us sit with those traumatic feelings that we can't express, we can't articulate, and we find a source.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, for me, personally, painting, writing, doing something with my hands, I found when I'm the saddest, I make the most beautiful artwork. And then it's hard for me to be sad, right? Because it's like, look at what I made. It's, you know, sadness is just an emotion that can be switched into something else if you just switch the perspective and the wavelength that your mind's going on. Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, my mom tried getting a punching bag with, you know, this person who was really mean to me, her face on there. And, you know, that just didn't work. I'm like, I don't do violence. Like, I just don't know. And so that was weird. And, you know, I was the one thing that made me actually be able to breathe again, to be able to feel okay. And, you know, my artwork is very messy and it's very abstract and it doesn't make sense, but it made sense to me. And that's all that matters. And for me, I had a hard time being able to speak to people about things. And so whenever I had a canvas in front of me, it was my therapy. And I talked to that canvas and that canvas understood me. And that's all that mattered. And I mean, even if that canvas, I was painted over, like I sometimes use the same canvas and paint over the same painting like 7 or 8 times. Like, you don't have to spend a bunch of money as well, because a lot of people are like, I don't have that much money. No, you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and there's a bunch of paint that is not used. They built it and they made a special variation of it and they can't sell it. So it's back there for $1 or 50 cents or $3. That's what I do. And then, you know, go to the school art store and get half off canvases. That's what I do. So it's like, there's ways to work around it. You can find wood that's like behind a dumpster. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Definitely resourceful.
I mean, you have to be. And there's so much waste that's going on in the world too. So why not make beautiful use out of the waste. But yeah, that was working for me. And then writing it out, I like whenever I started the book, I didn't realize that my imaginary readers were actually going to be a thing. Like in my head, it was like, okay, guys, like your imaginary friends. So that's how it began with the writing part of it. And, you know, you never really know what's going to happen until you allow that creative energy to come. And a lot of the times whenever I was getting creative, I was being able to channel something higher than myself. You know, we get so stuck in the ego and we're stuck in this third dimension, right? And when we allow ourselves to kind of let go of caring, let go of making everything perfect, or let go of like, what is somebody else going to think of me? You're able to tap into your Atman or your higher self, which lives within all of us. That's the connectiveness within all of us. We're all one, right? So when we can tap into that universal love and awareness through our artwork, through our hands, through our expression, or through our breath, maybe it's just breath work, you know, like you don't even have to have a functioning ankle to practice getting into your flow state.
That's funny.
It's all about adaptability. Mm-hmm. What do you have at your fingertips right now? You know, getting back to things, how you can kind of heal yourself with creativity. It wasn't until Corona happened that I had the time to complete mm-hmm. and perfect this book. I reread it over 15 times over the past 5 months. I wouldn't have been able to do that if I was back at work and doing that. So, you know, for me, using this time during quarantine or during 2020 to kind of reassess and reevaluate and focus inward on you with your creative skills. Like,
yes,
it's amazing what you can produce. And I want to be that example for people that you can actually go out there and complete your dreams right now. There's something magic that's happening. There's a shift that's happening if you choose to wake up to it.
100%. And it's exactly that, right? It is, the time is now to create your own reality. The time is now. We've been given back time, forced to go inside. Might as well use it to our benefit. So many people are viewing, evaluating, analyzing the year 2020 as doom and gloom. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Everyone's living in a parasympathetic state, fight or flight, living in a state of fear, walking on eggshells and, you know, unsure of what's going to happen tomorrow. But at the end of the day, tomorrow's never promised. Yesterday does not exist. All we have is now. So I love what you just shared about visualizing success, really manifestation through visualization as it relates to your imaginary audience, your imaginary readers. I love that phrase. And to really, again, visualize the destination in your eyes, what you desire in your mind, and to really take steps forward. And again, 2020, I love your positive perspective of this year. We still want to maintain our 2020 perfect vision here at Beyond Coincidence and really accept this time as a blessing, as that perfect opportunity to take back your time, to reflect, go inside, and create something new, right? None of us are promised tomorrow. There is a ton of uncertainty right now. Everyone is walking on eggshells, but it's a beautiful thing to take back control, regulate your emotions, be mindful of thought, because repeated thoughts become beliefs, which essentially manifest and create your waking life reality. So again, super inspiring that you have really been taking steps, actionable steps, to execute your vision and manifest your dreams.
I actually give my secrets in the book, my manifesting secrets. It's really a beautiful, powerful thing to manifest. And imagination is so clutch. Being able to tap into that creative side and the possibility, and then allowing yourself to believe that you're worthy of having that, it's a big thing for a lot of people, because trauma is actually passed down for up to 7 generations. And some of the things that we feel like we're not worthy of having, whether it be success or money or a loving relationship or the perfect life or whatever, we have things that are ingrained in our DNA that we who don't quite understand. So it takes being able to really take a step back and let go of all of those so that you can fill up your cup of worthiness.
You can do whatever you want. You can create new. And it is a clean slate each and every day. The past does not exist because we all have different memories, recollections, and regurgitations of the exact same event. Then we sleep and then we wake. And then our memory becomes that much more skewed over time up against self-bias, right? So again, why stress about something that has already transpired? And why give any energy to anxiety over tomorrow that is never promised? If we can remain present here in the now, whether it be through breath work, earthing, different styles of meditation or movement, we can truly create, establish, and maintain our own personal heaven on earth. It's a beautiful thing to create something out of nothing. That's exactly what we've done here at Beyond Coincidence. That's exactly what you've done, Allie, with your new book, Wild Journey into the Light. It's just a beautiful thing to take back control of our lives, regulate our emotion, and create rather than consume. We are going through a complete global shift. And however we can help collectively to raise our state of conscious awareness, to improve quality of life, to reduce stress and anxiety, and really spread love and provide a greater peace of mind for us collectively, I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. Chris is going to do it. And that's exactly why we're here today. So again, thank you for sharing with us, getting vulnerable with us, pulling back the curtain, and giving us some of your secrets here today.
Allie B, thank you so much for coming on. Beyond Coincidence is so grateful to have had you. Thanks for holding space with us. We want to congratulate you on your newly published book, Wild Journey to the Light. What an amazing feat. We're right there with you. We love you. Thanks for coming on. Enjoy your journey.